Hello, Sister Amon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
We are here for our Edification Audio. I want to start this off.
You did, didn't you?
I do. I want to start this off.
I was going to say something. You started it.
I want to start this off and say, what is going on with you?
What do you mean?
You're like a gospel card and a handing out machine.
Oh.
What happened today?
Like, what
we hope
I
you're
do?
All doing well. We want to come to you and encourage you and edify you at the end of another long day, a good day.
Yeah.
What happened today? Handing out gospel cards.
Well, you want to know the story? Talking to sisters, and I'm walking down this path. There's like a big circle, and I can come back around by the van. And
we're in a park.
Yeah, we're in a park. You were talking to one
of the brothers. I was talking on the phone with brothers.
Yep. And I jumped out, and I thought, well, he's talking. I'm going to talk to the sisters a little bit. And I was halfway around, and I'm seeing these people on the trail, and I have no gospel cards.
Oh, no.
And I told the sisters how that's the one thing that makes me angry. And I said, I got to get over it. But I was almost back to the van, jumped in, grabbed a handful, went out. And as I was walking, and then at one point I was sitting down, I was giving gospel cards out to people as I was talking to the sisters. So
that's one of your goals, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was to be more diligent in looking for more opportunities, you know, maybe outside of what we're normally used to doing, because we're always, like, so busy always doing for the Lord that maybe there was opportunities I might be missing in between,
right,
or going from one to the next or whatever. And so, yeah, it's more diligence in more people in everyday life that I want to work on, and the Lord opened up the door. All these people were, like, really nice today. That's not always the case.
No.
It's not always the case. Definitely not. So the Lord blessed me when I was faithful to go back and get my gospel cards and remind myself, never step out of the van without a gospel card. Because as soon as I stepped out with my cards, there was two ladies walking down the,
yeah,
right behind the van that I gave gospel cards to.
That's so awesome.
Praise God, yeah.
Good job, Sister Alma.
Just be
it was
faithful.
A beautiful day today, too.
Oh, it was really
beautiful. Beautiful day with all the leaves coming down and walking in the park with all the colors. And
oh, I know.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It wasn't quite as icy cold.
I was thinking today about, we told you the story about a brother and his wife and his children are going to be going in van life, and they're coming down to meet up with us, and we're going to be preaching together. I have to think about this. He gave his notice on his job, and he gave his landlord the notice on his house, and his boss and his landlord, I guess, are the same guy. And he's headed out in van life, and I thought it was interesting because he said, well, there's no turning back now.
Hey, he burnt his boats.
He burnt his boats, yeah, like when the... There's a story about a military men. They landed on a shore, and they had to go ashore and do this hard mission. And the commander was afraid they were going to turn back, so he burned all their boats and said, there's no turning back now.
That would be a great incentive to push,
yep,
forward.
So they had to push forward. And so this brother and his wife are pushing forward. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then today, we had an awesome, joyous event. What was the joyous event, Sister Amon? Do you know what it was?
Oh, I don't know. There was so much that went on. Let me think. Oh, yeah.
What did a brother do?
We had so much going on, I forgot. Yeah, brother destroyed some things that will open up. But how do I say that? He destroyed some things, and now he will have more time to focus.
Yeah, I like what
was
he said.
What he said? I can't remember.
In his videos at the top of our edification page, we helped him destroy some old computer stuff. He said, just getting rid of distractions from my life so I could focus on the Lord. He wasn't doing anything wicked or sinful on him, but he left a life of being involved in computers for his career, and that's always been a little bit of a stumbling block for him, computers, and he decided to jettison the rest of it. And now he'll just use a small Chromebook for doing his ministry online. And so he got rid of all of his bigger hardware.
Yeah, what was it he said about the Old Testament? Do you remember that?
What did he say?
When he was
done. Go ahead.
He was walking.
I gave him an axe. I gave him an axe to chop this all up with.
Yeah, he said, don't quote me on it, something about glad I'm not in the Old Testament. Would have had to do that to my relatives.
Yeah, I would have had to take the axe to his relatives. Instead, he just took it to his computers.
Talking about in Exodus when,
yeah,
Moses said that, you know.
Yeah, when Moses said,
Lord,
go,
yeah,
and, yep, take out the men that won't serve the Lord. So that was joyous. We got the video of it, and he said, that was a lot easier than I thought in the flesh. And he's come a long way, and now he's got peace about it, and his life is more streamlined and less distractions.
Yeah, simplicity is really nice. Might hurt in the flesh as you're getting rid of things and downsizing or whatever it is that you got to do. But yep. I'll tell you what, it is freedom. It's like carrying that big bag on your yeah. back and you throw some of it off and you're like, oh, I don't really want to get rid of that. But you start walking and you're like, hey, this is nice.
Amen.
It ain't
Amen.
So heavy.
Anything else from you today, Sister Amen?
Yeah.
What
How
you
about?
Got?
Well, right now I'm looking at my shopping list. I opened up the wrong one.
Oh, I like shopping lists.
There's not a whole lot on it, but just a few things. I'm on my notes now. Here's one brother said the other night, and I thought this was pretty interesting. And I'm not even going to go into the context of all of it or whatever, but he just happened to say, you can't even find God if he doesn't want you to find him.
Yeah. Yeah, because Christ said, you can do nothing without me. So, yeah, we know that a lot of people won't even seek him unless God draws them. And if they're not going to have eyes to hear and ears to see.
Or the other way around.
Or the other way around. Eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yeah, that would probably be.
It's late.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, he's not going to draw them.
Right. I was going to read Deuteronomy 4:29. This would be for people who want to seek. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. And if thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and soul, with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
Yeah.
You will find him.
You will.
And the only way we're going to find him is if we have the right heart,
right.
the right mind about it.
Yeah, then God reveals himself.
Yeah, there was another thing another brother said. I thought this one was a good one, too. What people don't do or don't say can say more than what they do say or do.
Yeah.
Or something like
That's
that.
That's true. Silence is often not a good thing.
Mm-mm. So everybody wants to look at what people say and do. But sometimes there's a lack of that, and it speaks even more than what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amen?
I have another thought.
What's that?
Hold on. Let me see. Oh, you know what? I was looking for a scripture verse, or just looking through the scriptures, and I came across this. Deuteronomy 5:9. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, talking about idols.
Right.
For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And serve, the word serve, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, which would be idols.
Yeah.
Serve means to enslave, be in bondage, to make oneself a servant. And so people think today, you know, it's got to be like a golden calf or an idol. But it's material things, houses, 401k, children and family.
Sports.
Food, entertainment.
Politics, sports.
Yeah, they're enslaved
to Pride and vanity.
They're in bondage. They make themselves a servant to it, whether they spend all their time on it or they work so hard they get to spend all their money on it.
Because Christ told us the truth sets us free. And these people don't have the truth, so they end up in all types of bondage from their sin and their lust of the eyes and pride of life.
Right, and even saints can fall into that. You start serving other things that you ought not to.
Yeah, be careful.
Yep, get
Say you
away.
Won't, lest you fall.
Oh, I know, be careful. Yeah, don't claim something that you're not.
Yeah. I had an interesting thought as I talk about something that was kind of hard I had to do today. I was thinking about how, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And I've always found it interesting how the Lord will set things up for people to rise them up and open doors for them and make things available and offer things to them. And they rise up. And then when those same people maybe aren't grateful or they fall or they're stubborn or whatever, God removes things, takes it away. And guess what he does? Oftentimes, he sets up a way for you to go low into the dust, to be humble.
Yeah.
And I've seen it once again where God rises people up when they're humble and they're willing to work for him and in his will, then when they rebel or they go against him, God will drive them down, take everything away, and cause them to lower themselves, if they will.
Yeah.
And so we see that once again. Today I had to do a hard thing. I won't go into all the details. It has to do with a brother. And I have a whole bunch of scripture verses that I want to share about that. Maybe Sister Amen has a scripture verse. Do you have a scripture verse you want to share before I read these?
Oh, whenever. I just got one for the ending.
Yep. Why don't you read your scripture verse, and then I'm going to talk about just a little bit about some correction we had to do, and I'm going to read a bunch of verses.
Okay. Revelation 5:9.
Oh, yeah.
And they sung a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation."
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Book of Revelation. I'm getting ready to study that verse by verse.
One of these days.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah, I'm going
to
get to it.
Lots of work to do every day.
Yeah.
Just plug along.
Yeah, so today I had to do a hard thing, and it had to do with helping a brother see some issues that he has, and God gave much, God takes away. That's about all I'm going to say with it. We're hoping that it has a good outcome. It was not a fun thing to do, but it had to be done. I just want to read some scripture verses about reaping and correction and who we're supposed to be. I think these will bless us all. Are you ready, Sister Amin?
I'm ready.
All right. Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap." We reap what we sow. We preach that in the street a lot.
We do.
Proverbs 22:8. "He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail." Not good reaping, is it?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to reap that. Proverbs 9:8. Here's a good one for all of us. "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he'll love you." Love thee. He'll love you.
Yeah.
If you rebuke a wise man.
Yeah, we see that's true, definitely.
Yep. Proverbs 3:11. "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction."
Yeah, because if he stops correcting us,
yep,
we're in big trouble.
Yep. Hosea 10:12. "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you." I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Matthew 23:12. "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." So it's kind of like the opposite. Lower yourself, and you can be expected to be lifted up. Matthew 18:4. "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Humbleness is a really important character to God. Lowliness, not pride, not arrogance, but meekness under the word and then submitting yourself to God.
Yeah, the exact opposite of what the world thinks you
yeah.
should do.
And James 4:9-10. "Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He shall lift you up."
Amen.
That's a good promise.
Yeah.
And then, last verse, some of the issues we had were dealing with truth, how we have to deal with truth. 1 Samuel 12:24. "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how the great things hath he done for you."
Yeah. So many great things. We can't even count them.
Yeah. So the blessings that we have, yeah, we thank the Lord for them. And if we walk in his will, a lot of times he lets us keep those things. If we fight against him and we're stiff-necked, he'll take stuff away from us. He'll take light, truth, fellowship, relationships, ooh, material things, yeah, health.
Oh, yeah, we see that.
He'll take it all away. So be careful. God's a giver. He will take away for chastisement. And that's something we all have to be mindful of. So that's what I wanted to share. Anything else today, Sister Amma?
Yeah, kind of. It just makes me think of thankfulness for all that he's given to us. And the chastisement is something we should be thankful for, too, no matter what he does and how he does it, whether he takes things away and stuff. We should be thankful for that because it means he loves us.
Yep.
And he wants us to have the opportunity to repent. Sometimes we think more clear. Sometimes I think about this, you know, if you got somebody who can't swim and they're in the water and they're flopping around, if you're not careful, they'll pull the person under that's saving them. You got to haul off and whack them one to stun them and then to save them. And that's kind of what happens when we're
chastisement,
we're stunned and it hurts.
Body discipline.
Like,
and it's all done. It's all done for redemption and for the saving of a person's soul.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we do these things.
Yeah. The hard things aren't the easiest to do, but then again, it's opposite of what the world wants to do, so it's the right thing to do.
Yep. We hope for a good outcome, and that's what we're striving for. So I guess that's all we have for you today. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Well, I love the brethren, And I hope every single one of them strives on.
Yep.
And even if somebody has to go through hard things, it doesn't mean that the body looks at them differently. You know, in fact, there might be even more love from the body for the ones who are going through the troubles, because maybe people can't see what they're going through, and they've really got to fight through it, and the body might see it clearly, but the prayers of a righteous man can avail much. So
amen.
The body prays for one another. We weep together. We rejoice together, but we also get up and get going because Satan's out there looking for us. So
yeah,
just sharing with sisters, you know, we could have a time of hardship, but you got to get up and get going. You're gonna be prey to the evil one.
And as a brother said, when he was getting rid of his computer stuff, he said, "I'm losing my life. It took me a long time in steps, but he's losing more and more. And the more he loses, the easier it is." And that's what we're trying to help a young brother to see, is to lose more of his life because it's hindering him holding on to it. And that's what everybody has to do. Find out what it is you're holding on to. Lose it. Don't sit there and examine it. Get going.
Right. You know what?
Because if you don't keep going in a war, you're gonna get wounded or taken hostage or killed.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in a spiritual battle. We got to get going.
Yeah, and talking about losing life, I love not being who I used to be.
Amen.
I'm thankful not to have any of that. Well,
yeah,
I kill it if there's anything in there.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to that.
No way. There's
nothing back there for us.
Nope. So those of you who are in the middle of all that, too, keep going.
Yeah.
Once you get on the other side, you'll see the pain is definitely worth it.
Yeah, and these battles that everybody goes through, like especially newer believers, it'll strengthen you if you do it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
If you trust in the Lord.
Brother just said that today, too. He said he's stronger through each one.
And I always encourage people, the battles you'll face over your Christian life never get weaker, but you get stronger, so you overcome them easier.
Yeah, there might even be bigger battles coming, but you're stronger by the
time
you get to them. Yeah. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen. So hopefully that edifies you. Hopefully that encourages you. And we'll be back again tomorrow with mortification. Tomorrow I got to go help a brother with a dead battery. And he got to get a new battery. And then we're going to have some fellowship. And we're going to do the Lord's Supper tomorrow.
Right, and guess what else I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
More Titus 2 stuff. There's a water spigot there. So,
nice.
And the weather's supposed to be decent.
Clothes washing. I think you're making some soup.
Yeah.
Simple soup for our meal. So, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And you guys like that, those apples I cooked.
Oh, yeah.
We bought some apples that weren't quite ripe.
Apple cobbler, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be a good, simple thing, and we're looking forward to it. So we hope you strive on. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Check out our website, as always, and we'll be back to you tomorrow with more edification from the Holy Word of God, from our experiences, from life out here as nomads in van life on the gospel road.
And love and encouragement and zeal and joy and thankfulness, and just sharing that and encouraging you all to have that too.
Amen. And set your eyes upon the Lord. He is worthy.
He is.
All right. We love you all. Strive on.
May God be praised.